Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hemmo Smit from Plato at Leiden University in the Netherlands. I'd like to welcome you all to the fourth and final session of the Conference of Trainers in Europe. We have had a lot of interesting presentations so far this morning and yesterday, and I hope you are ready for some more. The afternoon program is as follows. First, we have a presentation by Carla Arena and Mary Hillis on the professional development in online circles of learning. Then secondly, we have Anne Fox from Denmark. She will talk about a mentoring program in Denmark. Then Regina Lamschek Nielsen, also from Denmark, will talk about a trainer guide they use in Denmark. And the closing of the day will be done by Linda Castañeda, in my best Spanish, from the University of Murcia in Spain, and she will talk about online collaboration to teach and learn with others. Now I'd like to give the floor to Carla Arena and Mary Hillis in very different time zones of the world, for my perspective in Europe. And they will talk about professional development in online circles of learning.
Okay, hello everyone. Thanks for the great introduction. We're really happy to be here. We'd like to thank especially Chris for inviting us today. The title of our presentation is Online Circles of Learning, Your Micro Revolution. And we're going to be discussing and introducing some topics related to informal learning. By participating in online communities of practice and online sessions and spaces, we think that trainers could enhance their professional development. And all of the things that we're going to be talking about today can be done on your own, outside of your workplace and your institutional setting. So first, let's introduce ourselves. So you can see on our first slide that I'm Mary Hillis. I'm in Japan. And I'm an ESL teacher here. I've been teaching in Japan about 4 years, and I've been involved in online professional development for about 2 years. And I think for me it was a revolution in how I see professional development, because now it's something that I do on an almost daily basis, and it's not something that just save up for attending a conference or something like that. So I'm really happy to be here, and I'd like to go ahead and let Carla introduce herself now.
Well, hi everybody. I am Carla Arena here in Key West, and Mary, well, it's 8:30 in the morning for me and 10:30 at night for Mary. And I just wanted to say that we self-synchronized digitally. Then we met face-to-face, and now we are planning online sessions together, we are presenting together, and we are collaborating in specific projects. And this is just to show you the potential that online circles of learning have for everybody. So we are glad to be here, and I hope you enjoy the ride. Let's go, Mary.
Okay. So just to give you a little background, in the past, you can see here, for 500 years, most academic education and industrial training has relied on the publishing model. The publishing model, or broadcast model, as this is sometimes known, gathers knowledge from the enlightened few and distributes it to the ignorant masses. A graphic representation of this quotation can be seen here, and you can see there's a small group of experts distributing knowledge to a large group of participants, and the flow of knowledge is only one way. Only one way. So that's the history. And now we can move on to what we're going to talk about today, present situation now and beyond.
Well, people now are collaboratively filtering and extracting meaning from a huge amount of data. And that's where we are now. We need to redefine how we learn and how we train through connective technologies. We cannot be out of this new trend. It really has lots of potential. People are seeing the value in taking part of this collective intelligence and adding their efforts to social action. So it's time for us to be trained. We need to train ourselves, and all the online circles are all there to help us doing that. So what's happening now is a concept, and this is very interesting. I found that in a document called The Future of Work, and we have now this concept of amplified workers. And what are those amplified workers? These are people who are highly social, highly collective, highly improvisational, and highly augmented in the way they learn and they produce content. So what happens here is that a highly social worker participate in diverse communities. They provide and rely on social filters of information. They are able to perceive more relevant or high quality information above the noise. We know that there is a lot of noise going on, but the amplified worker can make sense of this noise through his or her communities, online communities. This amplified worker is highly collective. He takes advantage of social tools to engage globally with distributed teams, just like we are doing here. We have people in Europe. I am in Key West, Florida, and Mary's in Japan, and still we can gather, we can band together and share and learn. Amplified worker that companies will be looking more and more for is highly improvisational. These amplified workers can form effective networks and infrastructure to accomplish highly complex tasks. And they band together to design collective experiences. This amplified worker is also highly augmented. He uses cognitive enhancement tools like visualization tools, e-displays, attention filters, everything he can to quickly access and process massive amounts of information and accomplish complex tasks. So in order to get there, in order to be this amplified worker that we are looking for here, the first premise is to get connected, to explore networks. We already do it in real life, don't we? We have our own networks. We have our physical networks. We have, you know, our communities. However, with the online social tools available nowadays, our possibilities of connections and learning are also amplified and augmented in ways never imagined before in our material, physical world. So how do you become this amplified professional and help your trainees become these skilled lifelong learners with an amplified, augmented perspective? Yes, great question, Graham. How many people are amplified workers? I would say that's very few, but the idea is that more and more we are going to be looking for these amplified workers. So in this hyperlinked world, we need to find our online circles of learning. We need to find ways to connect and make sense of this massive amount of information we receive. Our advice is go digital. Go non-institutional, not in the sense that you're not be working for an institution, but in the sense that you are going to be looking for ways to train yourself that are not institutionally defined. Find your own online circles of learning. This is really important, because if you find your online circles of learning, you will find innovation, creative thinking, and expanded sharing. This is this creative thinking, this innovation are happening now everywhere out there in the cyber world, and you shouldn't be out of this massive collective action that is taking place nowadays. And I love this photo because it really represents like a drop of information that reverberates through many online circles of learning, and people start to connect pieces to make sense of something bigger, something that we could not do in our, you know, physical world. That's why we are so excited about, you know, this opportunity of informal learning through online experiences and through connective technologies. So we are going to take a little tour into our amplified lives as educators. And as amplified workers, we are trying to become, not that we are, but we've been exploring our own amplified ways. We start with my day and Mary's day in Twitter. Twitter is always on my computer, and that's where I keep in touch with friends. I follow exciting people that I would never meet face to face because they are in all parts of the world. I share, I learn in 140 word snippets. It's a microblogging space with lots of noise. But for attentive eyes, you can find pearls every second. And I'm truly, as Graham is saying, he's truly addicted. I am truly addicted, but it's healthy. I'm truly addicted to Twitter, and I think it holds a lot of potential. This is where we connect to other bright minds. This is where we can make sense of the network. This is where you find resources for your own personal development. Oh, just a second. I also pointed out here is Twitter, and that's where I connect, and I use something called Twirl to have everybody together and see it all day on my computer. But now with my, I am training educators in Brazil, and I've been using with them Edmodo. It's Edmodo, and it's Edmodo.com, and it's just like Twitter. It's a microblogging space, but for newbies, people who are starting, this is a way to start small and then, you know, invite them to get in cyber world with lots of noise in Twitter. Edmodo really focuses a lot because then you can build a small community there, and afterwards you can invite people to join Twitter. Edmodo is more of a closed space for interaction, and Twitter is a totally open worldwide space. And then Mary, our tour to social bookmarking.
Okay, so we're going to continue about our amplified day. So next is social bookmarking. One social bookmarking site that Carla and I and many other people involved in education and other industries are using is Digo. If you're using a bookmarks just on your computer, you know you can't access them anywhere and it's difficult to use. So by using Digo, it's easy to access and collect bookmarks from any computer. Also, I have the Digo toolbar on my browser, which is really wonderful. As from the point of view of the amplified worker, social bookmarking is really great because you can collect different internet sites and tag them. So on the right side of this slide, you'll see all of the main tags that I'm using. And from that, I think you can get an idea of the kind of things that I'm interested in and what I've been working on and researching lately. Not only can you bookmark and tag sites in Digo, but also you can also blog these links and Twitter these links directly from Digo. Another really great feature for researching and participating is you can highlight and annotate web pages, making it really easy to share and interact with other users on this site. As Carla mentioned, the Amplified Worker is making sense of all the information on the internet, and DIGO is one of the places that we can come to try to make sense of all that information, to tag it, organize it, and share it with others. Okay, let's continue. Next part of our day is participating in online communities of practice. So Carla and I are both involved in two online communities of practice, Learning with Computers and Webheads in Action. Both of these communities of practice meet as Yahoo groups. The first one, Learning with Computers, was started by Gladys Baia, who's an educator in Argentina, and it's designed for educators who are just beginning to integrate technology into their teaching and into their professional development. Participants take turns leading sessions on various tools, and we also share a lot of ideas and opportunities for international collaborative projects. The second community of practice that we participate in is Webheads in Action, which is designed for maybe more experienced users of technology, but anyone's welcome. And there's no set discussion topics, but we do interact a lot with people all over the globe. Both of these groups are really amazing because in one day of reading messages, you can just get information and reactions and ideas from people in many, many different countries, and it's really exciting and interesting to interact with all of them. So, as Carla said, anyone can join. It's free and open, and this is just another example of an online space, a place where you can go to do professional development on your own. Okay. Next, we have blogging. So I'm sure almost everyone is involved in reading some sorts of blogs on the internet, and after you're feeling comfortable with reading blogs, maybe you want feel like challenging to blog yourself. So again, this is reaching out to connect with people all over the globe. As you can see on the left side here, we have a map of visitors who came to visit my blog. And I just think this is really amazing. I don't really blog for the purpose of, you know, getting so many readers and everything, but I think it's just amazing to make so many different connections with people all over the world. And my purpose in blogging is to post and reflect on what I'm learning, how what I'm doing in my online professional development, and how I can reflect on that in my blog. Another thing, aside from just my personal reflections, is to participate in kind of memes or getting tagged to do some posts. For instance, recently there was a blog action day, and bloggers all over the world in many different jobs and industries wrote posts about the theme of poverty. And this was really a good opportunity to connect with other people on an important issue. So through blogging, we can read, we can reflect, we can connect, and we can comment and start new conversations with other people. Yes, Linda, too many addictions. Our day is very busy. Okay. So, as you can see, there's lots of great opportunities out there for online professional development and self-directed. So we want to invite you dive into self-directed professional development in the way that's interesting to you. We've gone over some online spaces and tools. This is where you can learn. And so why don't you take the dive in. We have one more here to introduce, and that is EVO, which is related to TESOL Professional Organization. In January, there's the 6 weeks of free online professional development courses, many different topics from Web 2.0 and related to other things not really related to technology, such as using drama in the classroom or lesson planning. There's a really great lineup of sessions this year. So if you have time in January and February, I really encourage you to attend and participate in those great professional development opportunities. Really open to anyone all over the world. It's all free, all run by volunteers who are very committed to sharing. At the bottom there, you'll see also some images of the Ning groups. And Ning groups are kind of online social network that you can join, such as they're usually themed about something like blogging or using Web 2.0 tools. And you can also start your own Ning if you have your own idea and your own group. So Carla and I will be moderating a session next year called Images for Education. So you can see we already started a Ning group for that, and we'll be able to connect many different people in a Ning group as well. So we encourage you to not only explore EVO sessions, but also some various Ning groups where you can make connections with other people. Carla, I'm going to go ahead and let you talk a little bit about the EdTech Talk opportunity we have.
Yes, EdTech Talk is a wonderful place for you to find diverse voices and learn from other people in the education community. It's just an amazing place to be. You'll have wonderful ideas and sharing going on all the time. So join EdTech Talk and listen to some of the webcasts there, the online shows. It's just amazing. Okay, so just wrapping up, you should start your own micro-revolution and try to be this amplified trainer, and in a way that you train your learners not to listen, but to speak, network, and connect. You need to train your learners to share, to find their tone and voice. But first, you need to train yourself as a learner, because nowadays we are more than even before, we need to learn the skills to be successful in an increasingly complex and collaborative work culture. We cannot be left out. So start your micro revolution and join us. Power up with social media. Look for like-minded professionals. Connect online through professional development opportunities and amplify your own possibilities as trainers. And empower your own learners. This is the biggest message that we have to share today. You don't need to train them to get the information, because they can get the information online. What you need to train them is to be successful, amplified workers. So share and test what you learn with your trainees. Understand the power of social media in a way that it gives voices to the learners. Make them creators, producers, not recipients of information. And that's our message for today. And we invite you to ask questions or share your impressions. And now, to start, you need to decide which tools you are going to use to train yourself, and how much time are you willing to spend on that. Well, that's it. The floor is open. If you have any questions, any comments, please let us know. It is too fast. I'm sorry. We had much to share, but at least a snippet of our amplified educator's life. And one interesting thing about it is that we have to cut many of our amplified workers' day. We have much more. These are just the ones, the tools that we think are the best ones to get started.
Thanks, Carla. We're looking forward to your comments, Mary, or questions and discussion.
Thank you, Mary and Carla. It was a great presentation. Also, great pictures you had. And well, the floor is now open for questions. Barry, you have a question?
Yeah, just a definition of an amplified worker again. I just I missed it exactly. Just briefly. Thank you.
Okay, Barry, it's here, and you'll find everything that we talked about, all the links and all the resources, they are available in our wiki page. I put it there before, but I don't have it now. I'll look for it in a minute. But the idea of the amplified worker is that they are highly social, improvisational, collective, and augmented, in the sense that they use social media to empower the way they work, to empower themselves. That's the idea. They use the power of the network to look to be trained and look for information and make sense of this information. That's the idea of the amplified worker. And that's what in this document that I read, The Future of Work, and there is the source is there in our wiki page. The idea, yes, Christina just posted the link to everything that we talked about. All the links are there. The idea is that more and more companies will look for this kind of worker, the worker that can thrive in a networked world. And that's what we need to do now, to train ourselves to be this amplified trainer and then help our trainees to become this amplified worker. That's the main idea.
Yes, Graham?
Yeah, I like the idea of the amplified trainer very much. It fits into my idea of trainers developing their own personal development programs and taking control of their own learning. And I like the idea of the amplified worker in the future of work. But along with Christina, I've also been writing a paper on the future of work and personal working environments. And it seems to me there are contradictory trends. It's one thing to say that all jobs are going to be complex and augmented and knowledge-based, etc. But there's other trends where we're using technology to de-skill jobs. I mean, just look at the banks at the moment, where work is actually being de-skilled and learning environments aren't becoming richer. So it doesn't seem to me quite so clear that we can just say, yeah, if you make yourself an amplified worker, etc., it's going to fit in with the future.
Yes, I understand your point. Well, at least in my area, education, I feel that, yes, I would go for, educators are always lifelong learners. If we don't use the networks to augment our, and it's funny because in this future of work paper, it doesn't really say that the amplified worker is going to be working more hours. It doesn't mean that, for example. It means like augmented in the sense that he can be skilled enough to make sense of this world in a way that he has more time, you know, to relax and to have fun and to do all kinds of things that he wants to. It doesn't mean that he's going to be, of course he can work more. In my case, I think I'm spending many more hours training myself. But my idea is that in the future I can make sense out of that and learn how I want to manage my time in this working environment. But it doesn't mean that augmented you are going to spend more time and you are going to, you know, it's just that you are going to be more effective, I guess, in the way you work. That's the main idea there. You are going to have the skills to be more effective in less time, I would say. It doesn't happen like that for me right now because I am becoming this worker. So still I spend a lot of time. But if you become skilled and you learn what you need in the social, these connective technologies, then I think you become more effective.
I think not only you become more effective, but you also become a more flexible worker or trainer, educator. You'll be able to look at things in a different way and be more flexible, I think, in your approach. So that's what I like to say.
Yes, in this paper is very interesting because flexibility is one thing that they mentioned, because you are going to learn how to, as you network, in fact, you learn how to work with more diverse communities. You learn how to work in communities that have different perspectives, and you band together to accomplish a task. That's the idea.
Okay, we have room for one final question.
Emo, I would suggest we created a voice thread in our wiki page, and if people have comments and they want to, you know, keep exploring the topic, we can do that on the wiki page. They can add comments in the voice thread, or they can add comments in the wiki, and we can, you know, keep talking there. Paco had a question.
One more final question, question from Paco. You all read it? We have a question. Paco, he says, well, the tools are ready. You presented a lot of tools to us just now. And he asks, how many trainers are actually ready to use these tools?
Not many. I work for a language school, and it's interesting. We are more than 150 educators. And I would say that four of us really work with online communities and try to make our own personal learning environments online. So not many trainers are used to that, but I would say learners are totally ready. They just need guidance. And that's where we need to start training ourselves so that we can guide them in the process, because they are using the social tools, but sometimes not the way that effectively help them to be professionals, for example. So learners are using the tools for different purposes, I would say. So they need this guidance, how to use the tools in a way that will help them in their professional lives.
Okay, thank you for that answer. I think that's all the time we have for your presentation. So I'd like to thank you once again very much for the lovely presentation. Thank you, Mary, and thank you, Carla. And this is also a nice step towards the next presentation.